We got to go across the way and make sure that everybody is giving the message that our ranchers and farmers deserve a five-year farm bill. Americans deserve a strong renewable fuel standard. The people of this country deserve to have the food and the fiber that will allow us to remain strong as a country, and that's why all of you are here. And so I want to say thank you to all of you and to Roger. And of course, as Senator Reid went back to the Capitol, I do want to say that even though he knows I was bugging him every single day, he was always there. I did not have to worry. Senator Reid said, whatever you need, whatever time you need, and time is so precious on the floor of the Senate because it takes hours in order to make things happen, but he never said no. He has been with us every step of the way, and so I want to thank him again for that, and Roger and the whole team, and Tom from Growth Energy, and Neil Young, one of my all-time favorites. You know, I just got to say, Neil, you got a heart of gold. Oh, I'm sorry. I just had to say that. I just had to say that, you know. But you've got a heart of gold because you're driving a Ford vehicle. It had to have been made in Michigan. That's why it's lasted so long, right? And absolutely, an American-made vehicle running on American-made innovation and American-made fuel. You don't get it any better than that. Well, let me just say two things. One, we've got to get the farm bill done. Otherwise, we don't have reform. Otherwise, we don't help our cattle producers with livestock disaster assistance. We don't help my cherry growers for what's happened to them on disaster assistance. We don't have the $24 billion in deficit reduction. We don't have reforms that make sense unless we get the farm bill done. And frankly, farmers and ranchers do not have the certainty that all of you need unless we get the farm bill done. We have stepped up, passed this twice, plus the deficit reduction committee, so we actually did something three times. We have agreed to go to conference. We have appointed conferees. The House just needs to act and do the same. I commend the work done in the committee in the House. They've worked in a bipartisan basis. They've worked hard. The leadership needs to trust and support them and just simply go to conference, appoint conferees, quit playing politics with food assistance for families across America. Quit playing politics. I'm proud to say we address legitimate issues around fraud and abuse in the food system, but we make sure that every single person in this country who through no fault of their own finds themselves down on their luck, has lost their job, has the food they need to put on the table for their family. It's the best of American values, and it's something that we've got to make sure that we continue. So thank you for that as well. We're coming up. We got 21 days left before September 30th. We will not see an extension passed. And if we did, we'd be leaving livestock producers in the lurch and a whole bunch of other people in the lurch. It makes no sense. I don't support doing it. There's also a big push to take the direct payment dollars away but not give us the flexibility to reinvest in strengthening areas for agriculture. There are 100 reasons I could give you why we need to get this thing done. And that's why I'm so glad that you are here. And let me finally say, and on the list of reasons to get this done and just strongly embrace the Senate bill is a strong energy title. I am a huge proponent of the renewable fuels standard. To make it happen, yes. And Tom, I appreciate all of your wonderful work. To make it happen, we need to invest. We need to continue to invest in research and development, in energy efficiency, in new areas now in bio-based manufacturing where we bring together the best about making things and growing things and getting us off of oil and onto renewable energies. We do that by having the standard and then having a strong energy title that we can invest in as well. It's about the future of America. It's about feeding our people. It's about exporting to the world and helping to feed the world. It's about getting us onto homegrown energy and off of foreign oil. And it's about jobs. It's not a better, it's what it's about.